Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 250 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. In these 2 days after Christmas, we thought it appropriate to share with you the major efforts to expand the Christian kingdom through the building of new churches, remodeling and enlarging older churches, adding new facilities to the basic sanctuaries, such as educational buildings and multipurpose areas. And all of this activity has occurred in the past 50 years. In the city alone, virtually every denomination has seen totally new worship centers. The First Presbyterian, the First Baptist, the Grace Lutheran, plus even an enlargement at Grace Lutheran of the new building they had only recently completed. The Church of the Nazarene, the Calvary Baptist, which moved from Grove Street to 191. The St. James Episcopal, the Catholic Church, plus new churches that sprung forth from existing churches, such as Main Street Baptist Church, which was a mission church for the First Baptist. The Presbyterians have established new congregations and built totally new sanctuaries and support centers, including the Covenant Presbyterian, the Pine Crest Presbyterian, and the Trinity Presbyterian churches. The Jehovah Witnesses built a worship center on North Justice Street. They've now acquired property on Fifth Avenue West, where they plan to build an all-new Kingdom Hall. The First United Methodist Church in 1957 added the Brunson Memorial Chapel and a huge new educational building. They're now working on plans for a multi-purpose facility that will connect the present church to Fifth Avenue. In 1970, the Tuxedo Baptist Church began worshiping in a brand new auditorium out at Ebenezer. An interim church sanctuary was built and dedicated in May of 1970 with the understanding then that the 50 by 35 foot structure just completed would be replaced by a much larger worship sanctuary, and that this interim church building would be used in the future as an educational building. In 1970 also, the Reverend L.K. Chick Halbert was pastor of a new Fellowship Baptist Church out in Druid Hills, and then built a large new building on Howard Gap Road, which would seat some 300 people. The membership of that church had doubled in 1 year. The new Balfour United Methodist Church, located on U.S. 25, north of Hendersonville, about 2 miles, dedicated their new sanctuary November 19, 1972. The buildingest church in the county is the Mud Creek Baptist Church, which has built 2 magnificent sanctuaries in the last 35 years. The church, founded in 1804, located at the intersection of Irkwood and Rutledge Drives, boasts now about 3,000 members. The congregation approved plans for a new sanctuary in 1963, but by 1990 it was obvious a larger facility would be needed. The Mud Creek Baptist Church is now one of the most imposing church buildings in all of Western North Carolina, and the quality of their worship services, utilizing 200 people in their choir and orchestra, draw many non-members to their new sanctuary. And the pastor of their church, the Reverend Gregory Mathis, is now serving a second term as head of the North Carolina State Baptist Convention. Perhaps the most poignant story concerning a new church building involves the Union Grove Baptist Church, which served congregations in the area of the city known as Brooklyn. This area, blocked in by 7th Avenue East, the Southern Railroad, and Mud Creek Swampland, this area was occupied from the earliest year of the town by blacks living in slum conditions, which had become so bad, an urban renewal project was organized, and all the property was purchased and the entire area razed to the ground. Unfortunately, the people who lived in Brooklyn had to be relocated, and their beloved Union Grove Church was also purchased by Urban Renewal and was demolished. By 1975, some new homes with basic modern conveniences were being built and sold back to the original residents under subsidy of federal housing. The residents and former members of the Union Grove Church were successful in raising the monies to go along with what they'd received for the sale of their old church building, and they built a new Union Grove Church, which on February 2nd was filled to the rafters with worshipers and special guests. The pastor then and now, the Reverend Q.E. Owens, along with the Reverend H.B. Ferguson, participated in that service. The youth choir at the First United Methodist Church performed. The Union Grove Church had been organized in 1909. In 1918, the congregation acquired land on Ash Street on which they built their first church. That building replaced with a newer building in 1918, and that building replaced by a nice new church building in 1955, and that was the one acquired by Urban Renewal and torn down. No longer do we know that area as Brooklyn, it's Green Meadows. And today, nearly 100 new and modern homes surround the Union Grove Baptist Church. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum quarta as we approach the next 50 years.